Welcome to Pebbles of Light. I'm your host, Anne Maxson. Have you ever felt a bit lost during the dark times of life's challenges? I know I have. I'm so grateful for those friends, loved ones, and even strangers that have provided me a pebble of light in the form of understanding and support. They've blessed my life, sometimes even more than they know. Seeing a little bright spot on the path has helped me to move forward when things are difficult. This show is here to celebrate those who add light to our lives. We will share some of their stories as well as ways in which to light the paths of others. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light, as well as at ammaxson.com. I love having the opportunity to interact with you and hear about those who've added a pebble of light to your path. Enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 10 of Pebbles of Light. This week, I want to share just a quick Christmas message, so I'll forego any sponsors or reviews, but feel free to check the show notes for information on how to support the podcast. I do want to quickly touch on last week's pebble. It was to find a healthy habit to do before or after brushing your teeth. I'd love to hear how that went for you and what habit you chose. So feel free to reach out on Instagram or Facebook at Pebbles of Light or email me at podcast@annemaxson.com. I hope you all are having a wonderful holiday season. Even though things look very different for many of us this year, I hope that you're able to find this Christmas to be special in its own way. A few Decembers ago, we arrived home to discover that the stand for a Christmas tree had broken. It sent the tree and all the ornaments crashing to the ground. We started cleaning up, piling most of the items on the piano for safekeeping until we were able to get a new tree. Most of the ornaments survived, but a few did not. One that was shattered was made by our oldest son the previous year as part of a school Christmas gift project. He voiced that he was upset that it was broken, but then got to work helping to clean up the mess. A while later, I noticed him with a tear-streaked face. He's not usually an emotional kid, so it caught me off guard. I asked him what was wrong, and the tears started to flow as he said, "The ornament. I made it, and now it's broken." I hugged him for a while and then asked him if he was okay. He shook his head no and hugged me even tighter. I told him that we could get the instructions from his teacher and make a new one. We can fix it. Things can be fixed. I had my fingers crossed that it wouldn't require a lot of crafty skills, because being crafty is not my forte. The experience reminded me of a visit that we had had to Salt Lake a few years prior. That same son was just under a year old at the time, and he had just become proficient at walking. As is usually the case with those new walkers, he seemed to get into everything. During our trip, we were staying with some friends. They had grandkids of their own, so they had a plethora of toys to keep him entertained. But they also had an absolutely beautiful home, and I was nervous about him making a mess. Sensing my nervousness, my sweet friend repeatedly said, "Nothing is sacred. He can play with whatever he would like." It caught me a bit off guard, because their home felt like a sacred space. It's not like you give a kid a Sharpie and let them go cruising through a beautiful white room. However, if you split the word nothing to no thing, it makes more sense. It was not the things in their home, or any home for that matter, that make it sacred. Of course, some items can invite the spirit and other items can chase it away, but more so, it is the feelings and love shared within a family that can create that spirit of sacredness, of refuge. In the talk for Peace at Home, Elder Richard G. Scott discusses how it is our habits, decisions, and our focus that help us to keep our homes a sacred space. He says, quote, "Be certain that every decision you make, whether temporal or spiritual, is conditioned on what the Savior would have you do. When He is the center of your home, there is peace and serenity. There is a spirit of assurance that pervades the home and is felt by all who dwell there." End quote. As we focus on the feelings in our home, we are able to make it a sacred space. The words we use, the reverence we bring, the prayers we say, can all invite the Spirit into our homes more abundantly than anything we may own. I frequently reflect on that weekend visit to our friend's house and wonder the things that I can do to bring the Spirit to our home. I'm grateful for amazing friends who helped me to see the good things and set goals to live a more abundant life. After the kids were in bed the night that the tree broke, my husband went to the store to get a new one. The two of us hung the salvaged ornaments on the new tree to surprise the boys in the morning. Our son's previous teacher not only gave us instructions, but also all the supplies to recreate his ornament. It did push my creativity skills, but we did get it done. All the things had been replaced, and in the process, we seem to have brought a bit more focus to that which is more sacred. And now, every year, when I see that ornament, I'm able to reflect on that lesson that we learned. It is the thoughts, words, and feelings that we share within our home that make it a home and make it a refuge for us. I hope you all have had or will have an absolutely fabulous and wonderful Christmas.
I'm going to take a few weeks off to spend time with my family, but I will be back with some amazing episodes that are already in the works starting February 2nd.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful for all of you for taking the time to listen and to share your thoughts and impressions with me. It means so much to know that I've been able to reach a few of you and hopefully make a little bit of a difference.
The pebble for this week is to just think of one small thing, one small change that you can make in your home to help make it feel like a more sacred space. Thank you for tuning in today. More than what's been said, I hope that you've been able to listen to your thoughts and feelings. Maybe you've thought of someone who's brought light to your path. Let them know of your gratitude. Maybe you've been inspired as to how to add some light to your own path or the path of another. Do your best to act on those feelings and impressions. I would love to learn more about you and your experiences. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light. If you like what you hear, please review so we can spread this light further. You can find show notes and more resources at ammaxson.com. Until next time.